Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Records Guy Podcast, the show that focuses on topics and individuals from the field of records management. Here's your host, Richard Goreski.
Thank you. Thank you. Welcome to today's show. I am Richard Goreski, and I'm so glad to be with you on this beautiful spring day. Yes, it is spring. Despite the snow yesterday, temperatures in the 20s and 30s the past couple of weeks, spring is here. The birds are indeed chirping. The days are getting longer. Baseball's back. It's an exciting time indeed, especially for those in the records profession, because spring, it marks the start of the annual wave of local ARMA seminars and conferences. In my neck of the woods, ARMA Milwaukee has a great lineup of speakers and topics set for Tuesday, April 24th, 2018. If I could get the announcement out here. Embrace the Change is the theme of this year's spring seminar. Reading from that announcement, records managers deal with constant change. This conference is designed to provide useful information to help manage those changes. In addition to a speaker's roundtable over lunch, the list of topics and speakers include Cleaning House, Applying Retention and Disposition to a Real-World Repository by David Stewart, Jumpstart 0365 in SharePoint in the Modern Workplace by Matt Engibus of Concurrency, Information Governance, Employee Behavior, Change Management by Mark Diamond of Control, Emerging Trends in Record Storage by Mike Coakley and Mike Kay of CH Coakley, Blockchain and Emerging Trends in Technology by Eric Franz of Concurrency, and Doing Double Duty, Mark Diamond also presenting how IG professionals can deal with disruptive technologies. It's a top-notch lineup with an all-star leading off. Of course, I'm referring to my guest at this time, the keynote speaker for ARMA Milwaukee's 2018 Spring Conference. He is the Racine County Register of Deeds. Please welcome Burlington's own Tyson Fettis. Thank you for coming
Richard.
On the show today, Tyson. Thank you.
Hey, yeah, thank you for having me. I'm very, very excited to speak to ARMA Milwaukee. I'm excited to chat with you this morning, and thank you so much for having me. It's going to be a fun conversation.
Well, I tell you, it is truly an honor to have you join me today, Tyson. There's so much that I'd like to ask you, but first, based on our prior communications, you and your lovely wife, Heather, are expecting a baby in the coming weeks. So please allow me to congratulate you both. Is this your first child? Is it a boy, a girl? Any names picked out? Give us an update, please.
Yeah, thank you, sir. So this is child number two. Cora is a little over. She'll be four in June, and baby number two is also a girl. So I'm going to be outnumbered at our house for sure. We are still muddling through some names. We are leaning towards Kate at this moment, but we haven't officially decided on it. So we're looking forward to that. At the time of the conference, we will be about 2.5 weeks away, so we're getting very excited as it gets closer.
Let's hope that doctor's date is good. You know, let's just hope the modern medicine and estimating when the date, you know, maybe just make sure your wife takes it real easy, you know, sit in the easy chair and watch TV as we get closer to April 24th. Just kidding.
I think that's a good idea.
In preparing for the show, I did some light research and found that you are a true homegrown Wisconsin story. You're born and raised in Burlington. You attended Burlington High School, where you were an all-conference pitcher. You graduated from UW Parkside, where you served as the student body president. You started your career in government as supervisor for the town of Burlington. You own your own business for the near past 7 years. You've served as the Racine County Register of Deeds. It's amazing. Your willingness to serve others and to contribute to the community really stands out, and I commend you for that. I really do. You go out of your way to make yourself available to the people of Racine County and beyond, as evidenced by the fact that you're doing the spring seminar for ARMA Milwaukee. Last month, you presented at the GISCAMA conference in Houston, Texas. I saw a picture of you in a cream puff eating contest at the Racine County Fair. here, the 4th of July parade.
Good thing you didn't see the goat milking competition photo from the Richland County Fair.
Oh,
it's another story.
Yeah, that's for a different podcast. You're in the 4th of July parade. I even found a video of you being interviewed by John McGivern regarding Beaumont Field in Burlington. You're making Wisconsin proud, my friend, and you clearly had options as to the various career fields you could have taken. So, if you don't mind, could you please tell us what made you, how did you wind up moving in the direction of records management?
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you for all those kind words. I really appreciate that. You know, so I as you mentioned, was very big into sports and planned on, you know, being a pro baseball pitcher when I grew up. And I hurt my arm my first year of college at UW-Parkside and needed some other path to get involved in, and got involved in student government and really, really learned a lot of different things being involved in student government. I got to oversee a $3 million budget while I was student body president at UW-Parkside. And when I was a junior, I was student body president. And instead of running for re-election to student body president, I decided to get involved in my community and run for my local town board. My dad had been involved in planning and zoning for a number of years, but never really wanted to step into the elected side. And I was 21 at the time and said, hey, you know what? Maybe I'll get involved. And so when I ran for my local town board, I got to be very involved with various real estate opportunities and things that were going on in our community and planning and zoning, and seeing what the Register of Deeds office and how that worked with local government. It was just something that was always of interest to me. I knew the former Register of Deeds very well and got to see all the great work that he did. And so when the opportunity arose for an appointment to the position, and then once appointed to be elected and reelected to the position, it was just a natural fit for me. And once in the position, it was just, for me, it was utilizing technology and making decisions based off of that technology to find ways to do things better and to bring a lean government approach to our office and to better serve our constituents. You know, our goal here is always, let's see how, you know, we can serve the public better. And customer service is our very top priority. And, you know, we like to use technology to find things to make our public's life easier and our business partners' lives easier. And I think we've done a really nice job of that so far. And I'm just so lucky that we have just an awesome team here in the Register of Deeds office.
You know, that's a great segue, because having learned a little bit about you and your team at the Racine County Register of Deeds office, I can't picture a better candidate to kick off a seminar entitled Embrace the Change than you, Tyson. You're not only embracing change in records management, you're leading the way in many ways, as evident by the Urban and Regional Information Systems Association naming you and your team a 2017 recipient of their Exemplary Systems and Government Award for your work with the Racine County Land Records Management System. The URISA is a prestigious national award, and it's been given out since the 1980s to recognize extraordinary achievements in improving the delivery and quality of government services, which you touched on. This came a year after you were awarded another prestigious national award, the 2016 ESRI Special Achievement in GIS Award. Could you please tell our listeners about the great work that you and your team have been doing at Racine County over at the Register of Deeds office?
Yeah. Well, thank you again for recognizing those two awards. And my favorite part, and you know, I'll certainly get into more detail about this at our presentation in a couple weeks here. We did not intend to, so apparently winning those awards is a very sought after award, and people try really hard to win those awards. So when we first started doing our changes in government and embracing GIS technology and connecting data systems, I wasn't aware that those awards existed, and we didn't try to win any awards. So we actually really won the awards for the right reasons, because we actually tried to serve the public and our constituents. And what we did is we tried to connect data that wasn't connected before, and we used GIS as a platform to connect the Register of Deeds office, the tax listing office, and the map. and we connected all of that information together, and then we developed and deployed various task-driven specific applications to serve very specific areas of our constituency around the county, whether it be somebody looking for their tax bill, somebody looking for the deed to their house, somebody looking for a foreclosure property to buy in our county. And we put all of this information out using a GIS platform. And you know, going around the country and talking about what we've done it in a really unique way where we were able to connect all these systems together. And a lot of places around the country haven't been able to pull that off yet. And our office is really leading the way. And like you mentioned before about embracing change, you know, change is hard. And, you know, a lot of times in government you hear, you know, we've always done it this way and that's why we do it. And that's just a word or a phrase that I just absolutely will not tolerate, because you've always got to embrace change. You can always do better. And that's what we've strived to do in our office. And I can't wait to talk more to the group in Milwaukee in a couple of weeks about all the things we've done in our office.
You just have a great team and you guys are doing exciting things. And thanks to those efforts, Racine County has become a model for creating efficiencies in the way government records are managed and accessed. I noticed as I did my research.
Yeah, and like, you know, one of the things that you mentioned was, you know, we, with the efficiency, I mean, we've taken out probably 20 steps along the way that used to be done and repeated and that were extra steps that are now eliminated from our process. To expedite the process from deed recording to map change, eliminating double work and triple work and double and triple entry. It's amazing the efficiencies that can be had by utilizing technology to serve up data faster and more efficiently. So we'll touch on that certainly more in April.
Starting by putting all your documents into electronic form. You digitized all your documents going back to what, 1890, was it?
1836 is the first deed, handwritten deed in our office that you can pull up right from your smartphone right now anywhere in the world.
That's amazing. Now, I noticed that you're set to take on the role of the president of the Wisconsin Register of Deeds Association for 2018-2019. What's that about, and are there any other projects or initiatives that you're working on for Racine County and or the state of Wisconsin as a whole?
Yeah, no, that's that I'm very much looking forward to serving as president of the Wisconsin Register Deeds Association. There's 72 counties in the state, and each county has its own Register of Deeds office. And you know, we've really got a great dynamic group. We've got a really strong legislative team, and we've been able to accomplish some really great things over the last couple of years. One of my favorite things that we did is we worked with the state vital records office. Our office also issues all the birth, marriage, and death certificates for the county. Each office does around the state. We worked to pass a law that says, hey, it doesn't matter where you were born or married or died, you can get your birth, marriage, death certificate anywhere in the state at any Register of Deeds office. And we've made it much easier for all of our constituents to get a birth certificate where they live. And so, you know, it took a lot of work with the state and all of the data on their end, and we've connected all of that through a statewide system known as CBRIS. And we are better serving our constituents, and we want to continue to build on those strengths and work on, you know, more, you know, getting more in our state to electronically record documents. Right now, we have 70% of our documents coming electronically in our office. We want to get every Register of Deeds office in the state electronically recording. You know, so there's a lot of things that we want to continue to work on, and educating the public on how important the Register of Deeds office is. And I'm really looking forward to that. And you know, it keeps me busy. That's for sure. All the different things I'm involved in.
Well, on behalf of my wife, who dabbles in genealogy, thank you for working to get those records placed into electronic form and to make it accessible, because it used to be that you had to drive up to the different counties if you wanted to search
right
there and sift the things. Yes. But, Tyson, we're out of time here, believe it or not. That's going to do it for today's show. Before we go, is there some contact information that you'd like to share with our listeners or individuals who may be interested in having you speak for their organization, or who might wish to ask questions about their about your work so that they can work on similar projects for their work or their municipality?
Yeah, you know, that's a great segue. One of the ways I learned when I got into this industry was talking to people and reaching out to people in various industries. You know, I was not a GIS expert by any means. I could actually, in fact, barely spell GIS. It was talking to people, and listening and sharing ideas that helped get me to where we are today. So, with that said, you know, please reach out. My office, our website is racinecounty.com/ROD. That'll get you to our office. That'll get you to our contact information. My email is tyson.fettis@racinecounty.com. Feel free to email, reach out, call with an idea. I love learning and talking because we've got to continue to embrace the change and move forward together and push each other to move forward and be better. And that can sometimes just start with a simple email or a phone call. So happy to chat with anyone who has any ideas on how we can be better together.
Thank you. Thank you so much. He is Tyson Fettis, the Racine County Register of Deeds, and he is scheduled to give the keynote address on Tuesday, April 24th at the ARMA Milwaukee Spring Seminar. For more information or to sign up for this event, visit the ARMA Milwaukee website at armamilwaukee.org. That's all one word, armamilwaukee.org. Tyson, I'd like to thank you again for coming on today's show. I'm looking forward to seeing you on April 24th. Any closing comments before we part ways, my friend?
No, and thank you for having me. This was a lot of fun, and I can't wait to talk with you and your group further very soon. So thank you for having me, and I hope everyone has a wonderful day.
Well, that's going to do it for today's show. The date again is Tuesday, April 24th, 2018, for the Milwaukee Spring Seminar. Embrace the Change is the theme. It's an all-day event packed with topics and speakers that you won't want to miss. Visit armamilwaukee.org for more information and to sign up. Until next time, I'm Richard Goreski, thanking my guest on today's show, Tyson Fettis, for joining me. So long, everyone.
Well, that's the end of the life cycle for this show. If you'd like to reach the host or one of his guests, you can contact the show via email at goreski1@yahoo.com. That's G-U-R-E-S-K-I and the number 1@yahoo.com. Until next time, thank you so much for listening. This has been another episode of the Records Guy Podcast. The views expressed on this show are solely those of the host and his guests. They are not necessarily reflective of ARMA International, ARMA Milwaukee, or the ARMA Milwaukee Board.